for giving me a side of you. And every time I see you, I don't know how you shot Cupid's bullet through my chest, penetrating deeply through my bulletproof vest. Oh girl, I ain't gonna die, but I'll be alright. As long as I can have you on my trip into the light. Well, not because you're dirty, baby, not because you're clean, not because I kissed you, baby, I want to tease you. My trip into the light, yeah. Trip into the light. Trip into the light. All out, trip into the light. Come on in, trip into the light. Well, I think I'm dying, but I'll be alright. As long as I can have you on my trip into the light.
WMFO in Medford.
There, I'm legal.
I'm Chris, and you're listening to Strike the Box. And if you're listening via the World Wide Web, as George is, you're listening to WMFO.org. Feel bad I can't find a song that he's looking for. Centerfield. We don't have it in a computer. We don't have it in stacks. And I don't have it, which is kind of weird. So, I apologize to him for that. Well, you started things out there with some Buzzcocks. You can say that because it's a band, Buzzcocks. Buzzcocks. The Buzzcocks from England. Buzzcocks. Orgasmatic. 1980 IRS Records. The Lost. Way back. We were going way back. The computer says 66, but I think it's 65 off the Capitol label. Backdoor Blues. And guess who was in The Lost from the Boston area? Willie Alexander. Yes, that Willie Boom Boom Alexander. Still hopping around here. Saw him a couple years ago on a WBCN documentary fundraiser. He's still around, as far as I know. It's kind of like Keith Richards. He'll never die. Justine and the Unclean. She's a little unclean there. He stopped laughing off of Get Unclean LP from, yes, Rumba Records. Saw her, a bunch of jerks at the Tavern at the End of the World Saturday night, and they sounded pretty awesome. And I encourage you to go, if you have Facebook, to Rumba Records page. They'll tell you when some of their bands are playing around here. Nervous Eat is coming up with some of their bands in May and June. So definitely check them out. I keep promoting them because it's a good rock and roll sound. Stuff you just don't hear these days. And I'm running out of music in the background, so that means I have to finish up here. Love, Can't Explain, from 1966, off the Love LP. Jeremy and the Harlequins with Trip Into Light, off American Dreamer 2014. So since I am out of music here, I just should play something. Oh, okay, I have it set up here. Yep, yep. It's like, you know, you think I haven't been in the studio in a couple of weeks. I don't know. Hey, when I was mentioning about the WBCN fundraiser, I forgot last month would have been the 50th anniversary when BCN turned into rock and roll. And do you know what the first rock and roll song was officially played back in 1968 of March? It was this one.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. I feel free. Bum, 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 bum. I feel free. Bum, 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 bum. I feel free. Bum, bum, bum. Feel free. Bum, 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 bum. I feel free.
Feel when I dance with you. We move like the sea. You're all I want to know. But my mind wants to cry out loud.
was nothing happening at all. Every time she puts on the radio, there was nothing going down at all. Not at all. Then one fine morning she puts on a New York station. You know she don't believe what she heard at all. She started shaking to that fine, fine music. You know her life was saved by rock and roll.
WMFO and Memphis 91.5 on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. You're listening to Strike the Box with Chris. Me. That's me. Chris. Started things off with some Cream with I Feel Free from 1966, played back in March of 68, when BCN went all rock and roll. How come we can't have stations like that anymore? Dick Dale and the Deltones with Mizzaloo. From Boston, you know. 1963, off the Deltone label. Some Dee Dee Sharp with Riding the Waves from 1963. I put the thing away. Parkway LP, that's it, Parkway, yeah. And the Velvet Underground with Rock and Roll. Off a compilation, The Very Best of Velvet Underground. And I don't know the year it played because it didn't pop up on the computer here, and I didn't take the time to look it up. And we finished some things there with some Chesterfield Kings with She Told Me Lies from Stop, 1985, off of Mira. And if you want to hear something, we got about 40 more minutes here. Best way probably is to, if you can get on Facebook, if you have Facebook, just send me an instant message, if you can. Or just post on the Strike the Box radio show page. Why aren't they showing up on my page? Because I'm very private when it comes to my Facebook page. That's why. I'm not like those people that are getting swept in and all their stuff is being taken away. Watch, the Russians are going to be listening now and they're going to invade my Facebook page. That's why. Hey, what band was Jeff Conley in before Liars? They're coming up next. And a big shout out to Chuck, who called in. Appreciate it, Chuck. Chuck, you sometimes is here, sometimes over at the other college radio station, Cambridge. He called in and got me thinking about some Velvet Underground there. So thank you very much, Chuck. I'm Chris, but I already told you that. I know, get back to the music, dude. And it was DMZ.
With another call out of the stations. Can you dig it? Answer the phone, dummy.
Pinky's Pizza.
Yeah, listen, you got any more of those secret agent spy scopes?
Hip parade on the stethoscope.
No, the secret agent spy scope, man. That pulls in the moon, the stars, the planets, and the satellites, and the spacemen.
You must have the wrong number, partner.
If you want to jitter jive, bust around Fannie Mae.
Everybody. Thank you.
Hey, hurry up. Ooh, that's loud. Wow, is that loud? Oh, must be my headphones. Hey, hurry up. Get off your butt. Get out there, because this expires on April 26th of this year. The Museum of Science presents a mirror maze. Numbers in Nature, an interactive and immersive new traveling exhibit that exposes and explains the mathematical patterns that surround us every day in a natural world, from the nested spirals of a sunflower's seeds to the ridges of a majestic mountain range to the layout of the universe. Wish I had some, like, echo in there. The 1,700-square-foot elaborate mirror maze includes an immersive theater, plenty of hands-on activities for the whole family, plus fun dead ends, and a small secret room hidden within. That just sounds so creepy. Throughout this interactive experience, you'll come to appreciate the beauty of our world through numbers. For more information about the Mirror Maze exhibit, which is included with exhibit hall's admission, as well as everything else that's going on at the Museum of Science, check out the museum's website at mos.org. That's M-O-S dot, not D-O-T, just, you know, the little dot org. Or call 617-723-2500. This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science and your math and science-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio. Hey, Rob from Malden called. He was looking for some Tedeschi Trucks bands. I couldn't find the record, the song he wanted, so hopefully, I hate it when the DJ can't find it, but hopefully he'll at least like this one. Sorry about that. Tedeschi's Trucks Band, Come See About Me, for Rob out in Malden, who called in. He wanted to hear Anyhow, but I couldn't find it, and unfortunately this computer today is acting real funky, and I didn't want to have it crash on me. We started things out there way back with some DMZ with Busy Man from 1977 off the DMZ EP from Bomp Records. Billy Idol by request, Rebel Yell from his greatest hits. I forget the year because it didn't load. Busta Brown with the lead in by the late, great Wolfman Jack with Fannie Mae off the American Graffiti soundtrack. And the Tedeschi's Trucks Band there. We are squeezing as much music as we can in here. We got less than 20 minutes to go, so I'm not going to keep taking up time by talking. I'm going to play some stuff from Rum Bar Records. That's right. Here is Indonesian Junk. Right now.
new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat eyes. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're delicious. And if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. And your pussycat lips. You and your pussycat eyes. You and your pussycat nose.
What's new, pussycat? Tom Jones from 1966 off of It's Not Unusual. We started things with Indonesian Junk with Slow Down off the Stars in the Night LP.
From Rumba Records.
Reason Why, Don't Be That Way. They're from Temple, Texas. They released that single back in 1966 off of Soundtrack, December 66. Don't Be That Way. The Monkees. I was trying to think of the Kellogg jingle that they usually have. Your Auntie Griselda. Off of More of the Monkees, we played the mono version. It says here Rhino, but originally from Colgum's Records, 1966, I think. Liars. Yeah, I know, I just played some Jeff Conley with DMZ earlier, but I wanted to play Don't Give It Up Now. You can find that on Fire, 1984, off of Ace of Hearts Records. And like I said, we finished up with some Tom Jones. I got to clean up and get out of here because Haley's coming in with Almost Friday. Hope you enjoyed today's show. I had fun. I'll be posting the link to the archive at some point on the Strike the Box radio show page and group. You can also, if you go onto those pages, you will find a link to when I was on Teenage Wasteland with Bill Kelly at WFMU last Sunday. Not the Sunday that just, Sunday before that, you know, where he let me do half a show with him. So, or half a show, something like that. Anyways, check it out. I won't be here next week. I have to work. Hopefully I'll be here in 2 weeks. Enjoy. The sun was out earlier. It's kind of sneaking back in the clouds. So hopefully it'll stay warm. Supposed to be good tomorrow. Get out and walk. Walk, walk, walk. Thanks for everybody tuning in today. Rumpa Bumper Stomper Doo. Thanks for all called in. And take care, everybody. Enjoy the weekend. It's a long weekend. That's right. Go marathon. Go Red Sox!
Thank you. Well, we turn from the number one song in the country to the number one track on this side. Most people know this song as La Mer, and in French, La Mer means the sea. Now, this particular record was released in January of 1960. And personally, if you don't mind my saying so, my French never sounded better.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watch
ships the ships that go sailing.